Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you, the listener, direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues at the state capitals. They are this week Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom's fly-in solo, Michael Gear, incognito, as it were. He'll return to the program next week. But Jason, there is plenty to talk about in New York State. Let's start with the vaccine debate. This week, Lindenville High School, a student plucked from a classroom because she did not meet the vaccine requirements. We're seeing stories like this all over the place. The rights of Christians in the public square here. What's the end game here? How do you see this ultimately being resolved?
Well, that is the question of the hour. As we're seeing in schools across the state, kids are being plucked out of classrooms. They're being put into quarantine situations. While there are kids there that are also not vaccinated for perhaps medical reasons, they're allowed to remain in the classroom. So you have some interesting dynamics that are playing out. And you do have some concern here, because there are some genuine religious liberty concerns for people who, for example, are opposed to some of the fetal stem cells that are used in vaccinations. Mm. And so I am concerned about this. How does it play out? Well, we're looking at the courts to see what's going to happen. I'm not overly optimistic on the initial cases that are being heard on this matter. So I think what's going to result in is a lot of places are going to see homeschool students, as these students will ultimately be homeschooled, or they're actually going to be moving out of state. We're hearing a number of families that are leaving the state, choosing states that are more respectful of their religious liberty concerns.
And the state health department said even today it won't have a hard number on this until next year. That's probably when we'll see the other shoe drop here.
Keep in mind that we've got 26,000 students out of a state of 20 million people. And so if you got 26,000 students that aren't vaccinated, those are not enormous numbers in a state of 20 million. So keep it in perspective.
Yeah. Big numbers on the abortion debate this week. Guttmacher Institute, the abortion rate, Jason, has never been this low since they've been keeping statistics. Still, sadly, over 850,000 abortions a year. But it is a trend in the right direction. What's driving this?
Yeah, it's a great trend. You know, speaking of statistics and looking at those numbers, you know, we're able to see that the incrementalism of the pro-life movement is making gains. And what I mean by that is that there have been several hundred pro-life bills that have advanced in just the last few years that is helping to drive down those numbers. I also believe you're looking into the window of the womb, as we call it, with the 4D ultrasounds and all of the technology today. It is becoming harder and harder to say that it is not a baby in the mother's womb. And so people are making gains. And let me just give a huge shout out to pro-life pregnancy centers all across this country that are standing in the gap, and they're helping women to see that they aren't going to go this alone, that there is people standing by ready to help them when they choose to carry their babies to term. I think all of those things coming together are helping to really reverse this trend outside of the legislation with Roe. Even here in New York with abortion expansion legislation, we are seeing folks at the pro-life pregnancy center standing in the gap and saving lives.
Yeah, that's good to see. New York City passes a law, counselor coercion law, which we've been talking about in this program, and then it tries to repeal the law it passed. How come?
Yeah, it's a strategic surrender is what we have called it. Essentially, when this was passed a couple years ago, we said it was unconstitutional. We believe it will be overturned in court. And now, as the Trump administration is changing the face of the courts, New York City liberals have been very concerned over this, and the LGBT activists are now repealing a law, or urging this law be repealed, so that it will not be defeated in court. They are fearful that a court precedent against them would set them back, not just in New York City, but all across the nation with similar legislation.
Hmm. Well, the courts are busy this year in New York with the Child Victims Act. They have a year to file. Your thoughts on this landmark legislation? And it's not just impacting parochial schools or Catholic Church. It's also impacting organizations like the Boy Scouts, public schools as well. Any concerns, Jason? Are there safeguards into the law that would keep this from being misused or even abused?
Well, you know, let me just say I'm of two minds in this legislation, because on one hand, we certainly do want to see justice for the victims, and there clearly are numerous victims that have been impacted by sexual abuse. and in institutions all across our state. And those victims should see justice. The other side of the coin, though, is that with no statute of limitations on this, it's very difficult to defend against these types of charges. And so are there concerns that some of this could be an abuse of justice today for those institutions? Yeah, that's a real concern. I would say that we are not at the moment seeing too much of that, thankfully. Mm-hmm. It looks like there is just continues to be scandal coming out of some of the larger institutions that, frankly, some house cleaning has to occur. And we're thankful and we're grateful that there is some light being shown on those areas.
And is it time for the Bishop of Buffalo, Richard Malone, to go? Jason, there was a poll from Buffalo News this week. 86% of Catholics in the diocese say he has lost his credibility to lead the church. What say you?
Well, again, it's difficult. I'm an evangelical. I'm not a Catholic, and so I don't know that I can speak to that. Mm-hmm. But I would say this, that the bishop of a diocese is not the same as the CEO of a company. That is a role that the church determines, and the Catholic Church structure, that is not a simple up or down majority vote. This is something that really the church is going to have to do some deep introspection on and consider if they believe that Bishop Malone is the best person to lead that diocese going forward.
All right, let's talk about the gun control debate a little bit as we talk about these red flag laws which are going up in light of recent mass shootings. This one kind of caught our attention in New York, giving the schools, and this would include teachers and administrators, authority to coerce courts. Meaning they would not have to go to a law enforcement agency, could go to a judge himself to get firearms confiscated. Your thoughts on that?
Well, my concern is that oftentimes, not always, oftentimes teachers will not share my same views on some of these issues. So, for example, in Albany, one of the issues that I am often badly against is the teachers' unions on things like abortion expansion, bathroom bill legislation, and yes, even some of the Second Amendment issues. While our organization does not get heavily into that area, we are aware of where the teachers' unions are on some of those issues. So we are concerned that this could be misused and could be abused. I think allowing it to go to the teachers is perhaps a little too far. Should be looking at family members, keeping it to a closer inner circle. But there is, I think, some concern as we begin to look broader than just the immediate family concerning an individual and whether or not they should have firearms in the home.
All right, Jason, just a couple more issues. There's a lot of debate this week about vaping in New York. The governor says these shops that sell flavored e-cigs have got to go. Kids are sucking in poisonous air here, and it's marketed to kids. But at the same time, pushing the marijuana, is it a bit hypocritical of the governor to go hard on this one end, but yet at the same time push, because a lot of the problems they're seeing with these lung illnesses, pot is involved with those particular devices. Your thoughts on this vaping debate in New York?
Well, if we step back and look at a worldview perspective for a minute, I just remember that the only consistent worldview is a biblical worldview. If you let the other worldviews talk long enough, they begin to break down. And here's the consistent inconsistency, if you will, on the vaping situation. And you alluded to it. Essentially, while the state is looking to advocate for smoking pot, we are not allowing the vaping. And from a strictly constitutional perspective, I have a hard time watching the government in just a matter of 10 days essentially wipe out this industry. Now, I'm terribly opposed to it. I don't like the way it's spreading, and I don't like how it's being targeted towards children. Mm-hmm. But today it's vaping. You wonder what it really could be next or where the government will go in these types of things. So part of living in a land of liberty is recognizing when that liberty is being violated, even by people whom I disagree with. And there are certainly people that have opened up vaping shops and others that I would like to see their concerns addressed and to have their rights respected as well.
Ever so often, it doesn't happen often, but ever so often, you raise enough of a ruckus, you get your voice heard, and apparently the governor has heard New Yorkers when it comes to these new license plates. He has caved on this. Your thoughts, Jason?
Yeah, I think it's a great example of how when people stand together, they can make a difference. You know, sometimes the only thing that the stopped ears in Albany will hear is really the deafening thunder of the hoofbeats coming. Mm. And they could sense that on this issue. This was one they were not going to win on. They saw it clearly for what it was, a money grab. And essentially, Governor Andrew Cuomo had to cave to his own policy regarding the license plate fiasco. And so I think it's a big win for the people of New York State.
The power of the people at work. So many issues this week. Hard to believe the fastest 10 minutes in radio. Capital Connection on Fridays during the Noon Report. If you've got questions about the great work you do, Jason, where can folks find you?
AlbanyUpdate.com.